Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As French President Macron invited his Ukrainian counterpart Zelensky in Kyiv on Tuesday for diplomatic talks on the country's crisis with Russia, Moscow said there were points of convergence laid out by Macron during his five-hour meeting with Russian President Putin a day earlier. But the Kremlin denies that the two leaders had agreed to de-escalate the tense standoff at the Ukrainian border. The White House is working on the supply chain crisis by getting veterans into the trucking industry.
With good paying jobs and family sustaining wages, we can think of few Americans better prepared to take on this challenge than our nation's veterans.
Canadian and American truckers are on a vaccine mandate protest, have blocked access to the busiest international crossing in North America Tuesday. Freedom Convoy drivers hindered travel at the Ambassador Bridge that links Windsor, Ontario and Detroit, Michigan. USA Radio News.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
The amount of legal drugs flowing into America from Mexico is unknown. One thing's for sure, anybody crossing the border could be carrying in the drug fentanyl.
House Republicans met on Tuesday to discuss the fentanyl crisis and the need for strong federal regulation to control fentanyl analogs. Congresswoman Elise Stefanik stressing the danger of illegal fentanyl being available on American streets.
This starts by securing our border and empowering our law enforcement officers by ensuring they have the tools they need to keep these lethal drugs off our streets.
Many Republicans argue that stronger border control would prevent the flow of fentanyl across the border. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
South Korean automaker Hyundai and Kia on Tuesday advised the owners of roughly a half a million vehicles to park outside and away from other vehicles because of a risk of fire until they get the recall repairs completed. Contact the dealership for details. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
One lawmaker says American businesses and mainstream media are so drunk on Chinese money, they are willing to compromise our values in America and push the communist agenda, including genocide on the Muslim Uyghurs. Florida Republican Representative Michael Waltz on Newsmax last night.
Yeah, it's sad, frankly. I mean, you mentioned the list, partial list of atrocities that the Chinese Communist Party have ongoing. But they also have a massive military buildup. Underway, and President Xi is openly talking about replacing the American dream with the China dream and being the new dominant world power. And the sad irony of it all is it's American companies that are funding it. So the point of the ad, which I made with Inez Cantor Freedom, the NBA basketball star that's taken such a bold stand on human rights, was one, you know, the left is talking about defunding police and defunding all kinds of things. How about we defund dictators? And number two, these companies that like to preach social justice here at home and parade around their good governance credentials then turn a blind eye to millions of people in concentration camps and modern-day slavery that's used to make their products. So enough is enough. We're going to call them out. And our call to the American people is when you see made in China, put it down.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And you think it's easy, right? Oh, man, I'm telling you. The news that we get out of D.C. and out of this administration, it's astounding. And I think that's putting mildly. I don't know if you heard about this, but President Biden is releasing Mohammed al-Qahtani, okay, from Guantanamo Bay prison. Now, you may recall, even vaguely, that al-Qahtani was almost the 20th 9/11 hijacker. Muhammad Atta was waiting to pick him up at the airport, but he was denied entry to the U.S., later captured at the Battle of Tora Bora. And, here we are, taking somebody in. I guess all this no bail, it doesn't matter, you know, what kind of terrorist you are, as long as you're not a domestic terrorist and you're trying to go up against the teachers union. But, you know, if you're a 9/11, you participate in 9/11, then all is forgiven and you're going to be released only to go back in the battlefield because we know that that's happening. The other thing, Rick Manning, I don't know if you heard about this. Rick Manning is with us, by the way, from Americans for Limited Government. So I'm going to let him chuckle out loud in the background over this one. This is nuts. The Biden administration spending $30 million of your hard-earned tax money. You know what? For a crack pipe giveaway in the name of advancing racial equity. Crack pipe giveaway. I don't know if it comes with Hunter Biden's specialized signature on them, possibly. I don't know. $30 million right in the midst of everything else that we're dealing with inflation, the price of gasoline. Oh, but there's more. Are you ready for this one? The Biden administration is spending $8 million. We need to develop an app here to study the sex habits of transgender teenagers and their adult homosexual partner. This is for real, Rick. I mean, who comes up with this stuff?
Wow. First of all, $30 million for crack pipes, you know, is only 600 Biden paintings, so you need to put it into perspective. But it is so if he signs them, you know, you're not getting any crack pipes out of it.
Well, who knows? Maybe buy a painting. But really, you hit on something. I think you just a little added incentive there. You know, buy a painting, get a crack pipe.
Anybody who can afford one of Hunter Biden's paintings can afford to buy their own crack pipes. But it's a okay. Let me just be clear. In the black community, it has long been thought that, whether accurate or not, that the U.S. government created and pushed crack inside the black community as a population control device, and that's a persistent belief. Whether it's true or not, I don't know if it's true or not. I just know that that's a belief. So for the Biden administration to now give away crack pipes to facilitate the use of a substance which the leadership in the black community police has been instrumental in the destruction of their community, is so beyond the pale in terms of being crazy, being insensitive, being an enabler to the destruction of a community. It's almost it's beyond my comprehension how anybody thought that was a good idea. But you know, it's almost one of those things where you sit there and you want to almost just throw up your hands and say, "Who are these people?" Exactly. And hopefully, those people who have been fighting against the scourge of crack and other drugs in our communities are finally going to wake up and say, "These people are not our friends. These people are the problem. They're not the solution." And when that happens, Joe Biden and his cohorts will be dead politically. The sexual study of the sex life of transgender teenagers, I just can't even fathom.
But yeah, that's brain bruising. But, you know, stay on this crack pipe thing for just a moment. We've had reports, you know, for the last several years about the amount of fentanyl coming into our country. And so what we want to do is keep people, you know, drug addled so that eventually they're going to hit a fentanyl pill and they'll take themselves out. So instead of trying to do something to really cure them and protect them from, you know, this looming dangerous drug that the administration has allowed to, you know, penetrate into the interior of our country due to the open borders. And what did we have? 100,000 deaths last year. I think 80,000 were fentanyl related. And so now let's just keep them drug addled and reliant upon drugs. And maybe they may hit some fentanyl along the way. And then we don't have to spend as much on crack pipes, I guess.
Yeah, that's this is absurd. Way of looking at it, but it's 100%. I don't know how you can look at it any other way. I want to put the 100,000 number into perspective. In the Trump administration, when Donald Trump ran for office and was talking to people in New Hampshire and throughout America, he was discovering that the scourge of meth and other drugs was really in opioids was devastating the, you know, not just urban America, but all of America. And he made it a
Rick, real quick, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Make the point here that this is a personal issue because he lost a brother to addiction, did he not?
Yes, and yeah, so it is it's a personal issue. Donald Trump, even though he went through the culture of Studio 54 and all the drug-addled celebrities dancing and the like, he didn't partake. He participated in the culture, but he wasn't somebody who was doing drugs. He personally is saying this has experienced loss. He knows the pain and suffering that it causes. And so he made this a priority. We ended up seeing the opioid deaths level off and then drop by 2018, 2019. Donald Trump, when he went to China, one of the things he negotiated with Xi on was stopping the flow of fentanyl into this country. That was one of the things he took to the top of the table with the president of China and said, "You will not continue doing this." And now what we have, so we were down around 65,000 opioid deaths, which is 65,000 too many, but that's where we were at. We are 50% higher after 1 year. 1 year of Joe Biden. Part of that is we spent a year in lockdown, and that year in lockdown, it created an environment where a lot of people just lost their battle against addiction. And that's one of the horrific effects of the public health policies that didn't work, and the Johns Hopkins administration study shows didn't work, but it was one of the horrific effects of that, and it's just heartbreaking. But Joe Biden's policies are doing nothing. In fact, they're exacerbating the problem. We have drug wars on our streets between cartel members and the people running the drug trade before. And we're seeing the murder rates going up. We're seeing the deaths from fentanyl going up. And there's no end in sight, because if there was a war on crime in the past, Joe Biden has surrendered.
Exactly. Well, this that you're talking about is what conservatives have been saying all along. We got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Rick Manning after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent we are, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Bill Martinez here. Rick Manning is with us. Yes, he is the president of Americans for Limited Government. The website to check out, getliberty.org, to be in the flow of the know. Most important for you to be aware. And Rick, as we were discussing, you know, before we went to break, and this is the bottom line of all this, is conservatives need to rise up. Because the conservatives were right from the very beginning on how to handle COVID. But Dr. Fauci, the WHO, social media, all these alleged, you know, high intellects and elites that know so much better, took us down the yellow brick road of disaster. And all along, the voices of conservative media, conservative shows like mine, voices like yours, we were sounding the alarm repeatedly over all this stuff, whether it had to do with masks, whether it had to do with following the science. It's like, what science are you following? And you find out after all that we've gone through, because now we've had a history and we can look in the rearview mirror of where we've been, and you see where it's been one lie after another. I mean, the latest is about natural immunity. Rick, we were told, Dr. Fauci himself said, oh, you know, maybe 2-4 months. Now the latest study is saying almost 2 years. If you've been in contact with COVID, if you've had COVID, that your immune system can protect you up to 2 years is what the latest report is saying. And then not to mention, as you said, the John Hopkins report. I mean, we're not talking, you know, ABC Ajax, medical study. We're talking John Hopkins and the brilliant professors and virologists that were behind this study that came out and said the lockdowns, they only did about 0.2% to the good. So for all that, for that minor, you know, benefit of the doubt, very minor, 0.2%, we shut down the economy. People lose their jobs. We've got Americans at each other's throats, the vaccinated versus the unvaccinated, the psychological damage, Rick. I don't know, you know, what it's going to take within the human capacity to bring us back together where we could, you know, love our neighbor again.
Well, the good news in terms of that is, loving arms of Jesus Christ is always the answer to that question. Mm-hmm. And so the greatest tragedy that occurred of all of them is not a secular one. It's the fact that they shut down the churches and the churches allowed them to. And that's because they took away the objective. And this would be a little cynical, but I think it's true. They used a public health emergency to create such a profound amount of fear, such a loss of hope, and try to create a transference of hope to government away from where the only hope actually exists, and that's
exactly
Jesus Christ. So it's right. And when the Bride of Christ, not to get too religious here, when the Bride of Christ essentially went into her room and withdrew from the stage, there was people didn't have a good place to go for hope. And yeah. So the only place they could look to was a government that was, manipulating them.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
By that, I mean, public health bureaucrats, mm-hmm. not elected, but just bureaucrats who saw an opportunity to seize power, and they grabbed it. And it is and we're living with the consequences of that.
Mm. They locked down the exit doors, Rick. That's the thing that they did. They took away choice from people. And this is why people are so angry, is they're finally realizing they've been duped at every turn. And guess what? It's nonstop. I mean, you're writing about these warrantless surveillance that's taking place on congressional staff and visitors there in D.C., all in the name of, domestic terrorism and all this that's going on. I mean, Nancy Pelosi has weaponized the Capitol Police. I mean, she couldn't do it. Well, she kind of did it before. She just told them to stand down, and they didn't participate. They were MIA on January the 6th. Now it's like, okay, we're going to Biden and Pelosi have now made the Capitol Police their personal police force. This is very dangerous.
The Capitol Police are Nancy Pelosi's Praetorian Guard. There's absolutely no doubt. Let me just tell you a couple things that have happened. And this is, people may have heard about this, but there's a lot more stories to be told. But we had a couple of days ago, Congressman Mike Nels from Texas, Republican, one of his staff people walk into his office and find.
This was during a break. Congress was on break, right? So, anyways, go ahead.
And they find a Capitol Police officer in the office taking pictures of different work product they were creating inside the office. For instance, he was caught taking a picture of a whiteboard they had where they had some stuff drawn up, and the officer said, I was really concerned because there's this drawing at the bottom that of a what looked like a building and with a big red X on it, and I thought that was an attack on a plan for attacking the building. And what it was a staff person was visually demonstrating to an intern where the ice cream shop was in the building.
Yeah.
But you know, you've got a Capitol Police officer inside their office taking pictures of work documents. Lee Gohmert put out a report which showed that, or some press statement that showed that he had his mail that was coming from constituents as early as September.
Exactly.
It's a mail that didn't go to the Capitol. It went to the Department of Justice. Their mail was being monitored by the Department of Justice. That's insane.
Yes.
And
these are targeted conservative legislators, right?
Right. Yeah, that's exactly right. They're targeting conservative legislators. It's a and that's the challenge is this is a all an assumption that if you're communicating with your conservative legislator, you are in some way, shape, or form plotting to overthrow the government in some way, and it is and it's gone nuts. I mean, they have
the paranoia has run so deep, Rick, that I don't know if you heard this, but FBI Director Wray has purchased the rights and use of Pegasus, which is a spying program that's been developed out of Israel that makes China's invasion of privacy look like a kindergarten-type work. I mean, this thing is unbelievable, and this is being employed. Of course, the director says, well, we're just looking at it, you know, for study and all this. I mean, it sounds like Fauci saying, well, yeah, gain of function, we're just doing that just to study, you know, because we need to study and make sure we understand it. Yes, we need to study and see how we can invade even more so the privacy of Americans. I mean, this software, Pegasus, is unbelievably powerful. I mean, forget it. I mean, right now, even in as we know with the Olympics, the communist Chinese have indicated that they can find any Olympian within 3 seconds based on their technology.
Yeah.
3 seconds.
I know. It's scary in its implications. But I think the main thing here is Christopher Wray apparently has not experienced the last 5 years. Christopher Wray doesn't remember how come he's the FBI director. The fact that he can be so, I'm going to say, politically blind as to think that anybody would believe that there is any positive use that's going to come of empowering the FBI to be able to have this kind of domestic spying capability, and even to look at it, is an admission that they have an intent to use it.
And exactly.
That is a
I don't know why you say that, Rick. Yeah. Exactly. I don't know why you feel this way, because they've only shown us time and again that we can trust them, right?
Yeah, I really long for the days when I could trust my government, when the CIA came with a report, we could say, yep, there's really problems in the Ukraine. We need
out of time. Rick Manning, thank you, buddy.
Half the time, Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.375% with a 2.59 APR. Start off your new year with a lower rate and half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.59 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.375%. Yes, 2.375% with a 2.59 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603D787. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As French President Macron invited his Ukrainian counterpart Zelensky in Kyiv on Tuesday for diplomatic talks on the country's crisis with Russia, Moscow said there were points of convergence laid out by Macron during his five-hour meeting with Russian President Putin a day earlier. But the Kremlin denies that the two leaders had agreed to de-escalate the tense standoff at the Ukrainian border. The White House is working on the supply chain crisis by getting veterans into the trucking industry.
With good paying jobs and family sustaining wages, we can think a few Americans better prepared to take on this challenge than our nation's veterans.
Canadian and American truckers are on a vaccine mandate protest, have blocked access to the busiest international crossing in North America Tuesday. Freedom Convoy drivers hindered travel at the Ambassador Bridge that links Windsor, Ontario and Detroit, Michigan. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. And we've got the other Bill, Bill Pasco, the most important one, Tea Party Patriot Citizen Fund Political Director and TPP's man in Washington. Hey, Mr. Bill, having fun there in D.C.?
Oh, having a great time, waiting for truckers to show up like they did in Canada.
Yeah, what are they going to do? Are we going to have enough fuel there? I mean, they're trying to cut off the fuel lines to the Canadian truckers, right?
Well, you know, with inflation going through the roof, with an energy policy where President Biden came in on day one and said no more pipelines, no more offshore drilling, let's go back to a situation where we actually have to import oil. Who knows if the truckers will be able to show up. I mean, I thought gas is through the roof. So who knows what diesel is? I assume diesel is just as expensive.
Exactly. Well, and on top of that, let's start up World War III with a country that's providing us a goodly amount of oil since we knocked out our own pipeline and decided to give them their pipeline back. I mean, this is just so insane, all brought to you by Joe Biden and the Democratic Party. And meanwhile, I can't help but think, Bill, I mean, this has been a rough winter for you. I mean, Punxsutawney Phil came out, saw his shadow, said we're going to have 6 more weeks. Hopefully, he was wearing his COVID mask and saying, you know, we've got maybe only 6 more weeks to put up with this stupid mask, mandate that we're dealing here with this country. While all the other countries around the world are going, yeah, let's just have a bonfire and burn them up, you know?
Well, you know, the thing that's most ironic about it to me is when you look at mask policy around the country, it seems the only people who actually pay attention to mask policy are people like you and me who follow rules. I mean, that's one of the essences of conservatism is respect for authority. You follow rules, but only, for goodness sake, if the rule makes sense. And when you see the leaders who demand that we all wear masks, then engaging in behavior where for them, for this afternoon or for that evening, I don't really need to wear a mask. You know, For goodness sake, we see Stacey Abrams in Georgia taking a picture in front of a room full of school children.
Mask
Every
kids,
one of the
yes.
school children is wearing a mask, but not her. I mean, doesn't that kind of just summarize the whole thing, looking at the left and their attitude towards masks?
Exactly. And I'm thinking, what are the kids thinking? That we're just so inferior? We're just, you know, useful or useless minions here? And we're just so lucky to have, you know, Stacey Abrams, you know, the god of COVID or the god of government there in our presence. And, you know, we've got to protect her when all the science supposedly, you know, because they're claiming science, all the science says that masks are absolutely useless. And I guess Stacey Abrams is the only one that believes that it's useless. But meanwhile, they're going to indoctrinate the kids and dumb them down into thinking that, no, you know, you've got to stay fearful and compliant. Right.
Well, you know, the interesting thing now is, and I'm glad you reminded us that this is supposed to be all about science. Follow the science. If we've heard one thing ad nauseum since the very beginning, it was follow the science. Okay, I'm following the science. But if I'm following the science, then why are the Democrats not? Because all of a sudden we've got Phil Murphy, the very, very liberal governor of a very, very liberal New Jersey. We've got Jared Polis, the very, very liberal governor in Colorado. We've got Gavin Newsom, very, very, very liberal in California. These guys are now saying we're going to end the mask mandates. Wait a minute. The science hasn't changed. The politics has changed. And what they're now revealing by their willingness to say, okay, we're going to lift the mask mandate, they're revealing that, guess what? It never was about the science, which is what you and I have been saying for 2 years. This was never
exactly
about the science. It was always about control by the central authorities. That's what it was about from the very beginning, and now they're acknowledging it. It's about time.
Yeah, in California, I think the realization of the political leaders, whether it's Newsom or Garcetti, the mayor of Los Angeles, is they realize they just cannot hold their breath long enough without the mask.
And they've got people coming to the Super Bowl. And now we've seen the pictures. We saw the photograph of Gavin Newsom in the owner's box at the NFC Championship game.
Right.
Right. Last weekend, we see Magic Johnson palling around without a mask. He doesn't need a mask. He's a superstar extraordinaire.
Not to mention the fact how his immunity is so compromised, still dealing with AIDS. Right.
That's right. That's right. I had forgotten that. That's an excellent point. But, you know, keep in mind, none of them regularly take their news from Fox News. They get it from ABC, CBS, NBC, The New York Times, The Washington Post, CNN. And that means that none of them are aware of the study that Steve Hanke and a couple of other professors
Johns Hopkins University. Yes.
Right,
exactly.
At the Johns Hopkins University, they came out with a study where the fascinating study that looked at thousands of other studies. So it's what we call a meta study. It is a study of studies. They looked at thousands of studies from all around the world, 2 years worth now, and their conclusion is that lockdown policies shaved 0.2% off the mortality rate of COVID.
Yeah.
That's what we got. We saved 0.2%. So I went back and I looked to see in June of 2020, Tony Fauci said that the lockdown policies had saved, and here's his quote, saved hundreds of millions of infections and millions of lives. No, it really didn't. 0.2%. That's what you save with your lockdown policy at a cost just in the United States of $17 trillion in lost economic activity, at a cost of an increase in drug overdose deaths of almost 30%. Alcoholism is up. Drug use is up. Domestic violence is up. Unemployment is up. Little kids have spent 2 years not learning. 2 years not learning. God only knows, literally, God only knows how that is going to affect their development through the following years as they grow up. They've missed 2 years of socialization and education.
Exactly.
It's criminal what we've done, and it's time for it to end, for goodness sake.
You're exactly right. And why and how Fauci still has a job is beyond me. other than he's a partisan hack and he is in bed seriously with the Democrats. This is all one big cabal that is working against the freedoms of the American people. I mean, here we are. I mean the people didn't care. I mean, look at they let the Governor Cuomo get away with murder, literally. They're not going to prosecute him for the murder of 18,000 plus seniors. But they get him on some, sexual harassment issues. They just force him out of office and, that kind of deal. And what kind of, injury he will ultimately be subjected to is still in question. But it's minor compared to the amount of deaths on his watch that he's clearly responsible for. And Fauci, with his, misinformation and how he, prejudiced this whole deal. And it makes us seem like we're conspirators in thinking that Fauci seems to be more interested in, the money that's coming his way and his royalties than saving people's lives. And it's sad to think of somebody in this type of responsible position in serving the American people would be more concerned about, their welfare and not the welfare of the American people.
What worries me is that because it is now, they've now dropped the charade and they've revealed it's all politics now.
Mm-hmm.
In just a couple of weeks, President Biden is going to go to Capitol Hill to give his first State of the Union address in front of the House of Representatives chamber. Because it's all politics, I know how he could pop his public approval rating from the high 30s or low 40s, wherever it is now, back into the high 50s or maybe even the 60s if he just said two things from the podium. He says, guess what? The pandemic is over, and I am accepting Anthony Fauci's resignation. After a lifetime of service, let's give him a big hand as we send him off to retirement in Florida, where he can deal with Governor DeSantis. If he said those two things, the pandemic is over, the mandates are over, the mask mandate, the vaccine mandate, it's all over and done. We're going to live with this thing the way we should have from the start. We're going to protect our vulnerable population, and we're going to let the rest of us go on with life, and I'm going to accept Tony Fauci's resignation at the end of a lifetime of service. Let's give him a hand and thank him for his work. And
please don't send him to Florida. I think the Rio Grande Valley would appreciate him. They will build a custom home for him. Just saying. Political director and TPP's man in Washington, Bill Pasco. Thank you, buddy. Take care.
Thanks, Bill.
Hey, team, it's a full house. We got to pick up the pace.
At Hank's Restaurant, the line goes around the block.
Is this for 12? Okay, I need the truffle oil for this.
What he needs is another line cook.
Oh, man.
Are the quail breasts still in the sous vide? Dave, can you keep an eye on that, please?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Exergen would like you to know about an important new study by the FDA. It confirms what the medical community has always known. Non-contact thermometers are not accurate, and they fail to meet FDA requirements for accuracy in labeling. With new strains of COVID on the rise, we can't afford to tolerate rampant false temperature readings from non-contact thermometers. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. You need Exergen thermometers because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure. Be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It seems like madness is running amok, right? Especially when you tune in to things that are D.C. I mean, whether we're talking, you know, January 6th, fellow citizens being incarcerated without due process. I mean, this is unbelievable. And I guess this is what is all coming to the forefront after this past year of the Biden administration and these horrendous policies at every turn. I mean, it defies credulity. And beyond that, it's extremely painful because I keep thinking of the people in the Northeast right now, what their heating bills must be like, because Joe Biden, by the not even a slip, but by the passing of a pen, took away our energy independence. And here we are paying over $1 more a gallon and home fuel rates and everything else. I mean, it's just, like I said, it defies credulity that somebody, especially the President of the United States, would do such direct damage on its citizens, and particularly those who are on fixed income and the poor that he supposedly is championing. I mean, if this is championing the poor, we need to get him off the field because he's not winning any games here on our behalf. Well, there's a critical voice when it comes to the Republican National Committee's decision to censure two of its own, Mitch McConnell in particular, and we could probably look forward to hearing from Kevin McCarthy from the House side to get asked about the censure of Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney. And here to talk about it, his number is USA Deputy Director Chris Chmielewski. Chris, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
I get choked up with all this craziness and this madness. But, I don't know what Adam and Liz were thinking by aligning themselves with this faux committee. I mean, do you hate Trump so much that you're willing to expend all your political capital, your legacy, anything that you could be recognized for doing good? I mean, even if you say you're a rhino or whatever, okay, I mean, that's fine. But to participate in something as jaded as this in ignoring the traditions of the House and the selection of committees, ignoring what the minority leader, ignoring their representatives and not letting them be on this committee. I mean, it's made this committee such a joke. And in the process, I believe it's done damage to Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney beyond their understanding.
Yeah, I think there's this mentality amongst elected officials. And, you know, in order to... You have to have you have to have a pretty big ego to run for public office. You know, you have to be, you have to have the self-confidence to think or know that you're going to, that hundreds of thousands of people are going to go out of their way to go to an election poll and cast a ballot with your name on it. So you have an ego there already. But there are definitely, you know, there are members of the Congress who think that, oh, well, you know what? I can be the reasonable one. I can be the voice of reason. During one of the most partisan times in U.S. history, I can be the one who rises above it all and unites both sides. And, you know, I think that's what Cheney and Kinzinger were probably thinking. I know that I've heard that Kinzinger might have presidential White House aspirations. Not so sure about Cheney. She's got to get through what looks like was going to probably be a tough primary, just to hold on to her own seat in the House. But, you know, the issue that I work on immigration, we see it all the time with Republicans. You know, they think, oh, you know what? I have the amnesty that's going to get the support that everybody's just going to fall in love with. And, they end up usually becoming the laughingstock.
Yeah, because the thing is that we have laws and policies in place, Chris, when it comes to immigration, and they're just flat out ignoring them. I mean, letting our southern borders be wide open and allowing 2 million plus people, illegal immigrants, unvetted to come in. We don't know if they have COVID. We know that there's some gang affiliations. We see the carnage that's left in the wake of open borders when we have our citizens and some of our brightest and youngest, the future of our country, being killed at the hands of irresponsible illegal immigrants that feel that they can, you know, drive a car drunk and get away with it. And it's not just once. I mean, you've got multiple offenders. They keep going. They send them back. They come back, and, you know, to offend once again. I mean, you cannot continue to do this to the populace. And this is why they're rising up. And I don't know if there's enough voter fraud that the Democrats can get away with in the midterm in order to continue to hold power in the houses. And I think in both the houses of government here and in the legislative branch, because the people have lost confidence. I mean, there's nothing that the Democrats can say, hey, look at, you know, we tried here, whether it was to deal with COVID or immigration, and look at, we're finally, you know, we're over the worst of it. We're now getting on the other side of it because our policies and our ideas and strategies have worked. Tell me, Chris, what do you know that can give you that confidence to say, yeah, Bill, you know, hey, you forgot this, or, you know, this one here, and they really did a great job over here. I mean, it's just been one disaster after another.
It really has, you know, from the handling of immigration to pretty much everything else. You know, this is what we expected, though. You know, everybody, I think a lot of Americans, especially more moderate Americans, went to the polls in 2020 and pulled the lever for Joe Biden instead of Donald Trump, just because they didn't like some of the things that Trump tweeted and didn't even think of Biden's policies. But if you go back and you listen to his campaign promises, you listen to him in debates, he said he was going to open up the border. He said he was going to move towards a more humane immigration system. You know what that means? That means allowing everybody who comes into the country illegally to go, and he put them on a plane to anywhere they want to go, any city in the United States, because that's humane treatment. Deporting them is inhumane treatment.
Right. And, of course, early on, remember all these illegal immigrants coming in with the Biden-Harris T-shirts. We saw more Biden-Harris, you know, banners or T-shirts, you know, from illegal immigrants on the other side of the border than we saw, you know, in terms of banners or bumper stickers here in the United States. But somehow he was elected president. Speaking of tweets, I like what this one gal tweeted. She says, I miss mean tweets and stocked shelves.
yeah, you know, that's I think a lot of and you're seeing it, obviously you're seeing it with Biden's approval ratings. You know, they're in the tank right now, and I think Americans are feeling frustrated. They're frustrated. You know, we see through polling. They're obviously frustrated with the current economic situation. They're frustrated with the COVID restrictions. They're frustrated with empty shelves and gas prices and heating fuel prices, like you mentioned. And they're frustrated with the fact that we have absolutely no border security, no national sovereignty whatsoever, because we're just letting in everybody. Yeah. Wants to come in, and the House of Representatives passed legislation last week that's going to open up millions of American jobs to foreign workers. You know, at a time where we still have, you know, while the unemployment rate isn't high, we've got 100 million Americans who aren't in the labor force. That's not a healthy labor market. That's an unhealthy labor market.
Well, you see, to me, when they don't count those numbers, and they did this back in the Obama-Biden days, they started playing with the numbers, and they just self-decided that if somebody wasn't in the force, you know, we wouldn't count them anymore. They're not part of the calculus, right? And so, you know, what's the real number? I mean, like, what, people are just not going to go to work? Somehow they don't have to eat anymore? They don't have bills to pay? I mean, you know, of course, what this government is, their policy is, hey, we'll just pay them to stay home. So how's that worked for you? And then meantime, you still have people who are industrious that go batty staying at home. And so what they do is they start working under the table. So they've got government support. They've got, you know, net dollars coming into the household, working under the table, and we're now reinvigorating that black labor market that got rather pronounced during the Biden-Obama years. And nobody wants to talk about this. I mean, this all has an impact. And at a time when you've got a House of Representatives that has the checkbook open and is spending like drunken sailors, and where do you think that money's going to come from? And, you know, it's coming from our treasury, but it's coming and hear what they're saying. Oh, you know, hey, we got to tax. We got to raise taxes. Of course, they have to raise taxes because now they got to pay for all these stupid policies they enacted. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. And we've got, you know, based on just illegal immigration alone, we've got, you know, we've got hundreds of thousands of additional people in the country now than we did a year ago who are relying on public services and things. And you know, they're certainly not, you know, they're not making up what they're consuming in terms of public services, just by paying, you know, sales tax on their groceries and on clothes they buy and things like that. They're certainly not coming anywhere near the public services that they're consuming and the demands that they're putting on emergency rooms and whatnot during a COVID pandemic. So
if that was the case, Chris, why would we make legal immigrants who come into the country make sure that they can support themselves, that they're not any liability, they're not out providing any kind of liability for the cities and communities that they end up in, but yet we'll let all these others come in and we'll carry the freight for them. And last year, instead of having a million legal, properly vetted immigrants, we've got 2 million non-vetted, COVID-carrying gang, gang members, and that's not to say all of them, but it's all part of the mix that comes in. And not to mention, I mean, Chris, 162, I think you told me, 162 different countries of illegal immigrants coming across the border?
Right. Yeah, and you only need one or two of them that can do irreparable harm on the United States in terms of a violent act.
Well, they're already doing it. They're doing it on our kids and citizens exactly already.
Yeah.
Chris Chmielewski from Numbers USA. Thank you, Chris.
Matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
The final phase.